The Viewpoints of the Leader, سید مجتبی حسینی خامنه‌ای.
This is part of the message of Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of the martyrdom of Ayatollah Beheshti and his companions, and the National Week of the Judiciary, issued on June 28, 2026.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun alaykum, dear listeners. My name is Mahdiya, and I'll be speaking to you about our respected leader, Sayyid Mujtaba Hussein Khamenei's message. So I quote, Imam Hussein's stand was the ultimate clash between truth and falsehood, justice and tyranny. A moment that stands unmatched in human history. We've all heard this again and again. But his sacrifice was not meant to be merrily remembered. It was meant to be emulated, and for those rising today, his example shows us exactly how to proceed. First, we must reject the illusion that power lies in numbers or weaponry. Hussein taught us that a small, sincere group, armed only with conviction, can shake the foundations of even the mightiest oppressor. Although we're not in small numbers now, nor is our military might outdated. We must still draw strength from the same principle that our true power lies not in what we carry, but in what we believe. So we must not be discouraged by our size or our resources. Our strength lies in our truth, in our faith. Second, we must maintain absolute moral clarity. The oppressors will try to confuse, distract, and divide us. But Hussein's path was clear. He named tyranny for what it was and never wavered. That is our duty. We too must name the injustice we see openly, boldly, and without compromise. Third, we must refuse silence. Hussein knew what to say, that to say, stay quiet was to become complicit. So we must speak out, whether through our voices, our platforms, or our presence in the streets. Every word against oppression is a step towards justice. And finally, we must be prepared to sacrifice. Hussein did not measure success by victory on the battlefield, but by the courage to stand for what is right. Regardless of the outcome, we too must be ready to give everything, our comfort, our security, and if necessary, our lives, for the sake of freedom and dignity. These are not just abstract lessons, my dear listeners. They are a roadmap for every oppressed person who dares to hope for a better world and is willing to act to make it happen. Our dear Rahbar, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, may Allah bless his soul, fought and gave his life for this cause. Now it falls for us to take up this task and follow in his footsteps, to carry forward the torch of resistance he lit and to complete what he and so many others have sacrificed for. This is the reform and justice we seek, that every man, woman, and child from Lebanon to Palestine, from Iran to Iraq, from Syria to Yemen to Afghanistan, can one day wake up in their homeland, breathe freely, and live with dignity, governing themselves, by themselves, for themselves. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to this message. If you'd like to follow, we'll be continuing with more of this message on Iran Radio. Wassalam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all.